Lisa Duke traded a career as an architect to become a Swiss master chocolatier based in Fredericksburg, Texas. Along the way, Duke became America's sole producer of a centuries-old European confectionery process known as liquid pralina, or liquid center chocolates. Duke's first home run was chocolates filled with Jack Daniel's whiskey. Today, her product line includes an array of spirits, wines, coffees, and fruit nectars. Duke honed her craft with an apprenticeship under Lindt's Master Chocolatier, and she's created more than 300 distinctive flavor-filled treats. Duke is exceptionally proud of her organic chocolate line that includes a chocolate filled with award-winning Bainbridge Organic Distillers Vanilla Vodka. Lisa Duke.
I am Lisa Duke from Quintessential Chocolates in Fredericksburg, Texas.
Let's talk chocolate.
Okay.
So you started out thinking you're going to be an architect and graduated in architecture from UT?
Actually, from U of H. I graduated first in my class.
Wow.
I was actually second, but Peter died right before graduation, so magna cum laude.
Something shifted in your life. What was it?
I was in Nashville. Plain and chocolate, just enjoying it. I was also an intern architect in Nashville, and I just enjoyed doing the chocolate, and my architectural clients needed something unique for Christmas, and so I created things for them, and then I was suddenly hiring a girl to carve a mold for 3,000 cars for Acura. We did a 12-inch record album for the Judds. We just had a blast.
All chocolate.
All chocolate.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's accidental.
Well, and one of my clients came to me and said, can you make a liquid center chocolate? And I said, oh, I had those in Europe. I actually brought them back to this country when I was too young. But yes, I know that product, but I don't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. And it was October, and he wanted them for Christmas. So I asked Lindt to teach me, and their master chocolatier trained me to make liqueur praliné.
Wow. And so you went to Switzerland to do that?
Nope. The master chocolatier lived in Hollywood, Florida. Mm-hmm. I flew down, met him, and he asked me, so who's your client? And I kind of crossed my fingers behind my back and said, Jack Daniels, because my client wanted it made with Jack Daniels. It just so happened my husband was designing their corporate offices in Nashville, so I knew the boys at Jack, mm-hmm. and I started talking with them, and they were excited. They did a test in Dallas that just blew people away, and that was what kicked it over, and I suddenly found myself in the national world of shipping chocolates.
How interesting.
It was crazy.
And that went on for more than a decade, didn't it?
Yes. Yes, yeah. It did. When they said, we want it nationally now, mm-hmm. I actually, when I made the presentation, I was just a few weeks pregnant, and they asked me how long would it be before I got it on the shelf, and I said 9 months, you know, but it took more than 9 months. It took a long time, and we just slowly creeped our way in.
That's so cool. And I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, that you are the first chocolatier in America to do that.
Well,
the centers with liqueur.
To my knowledge, I'm the only chocolatier in the country to make liqueur praliné in this La Moba process and distribute it nationally. Mm-hmm. There are pockets of people. There are chefs who know how to do it here and there. In fact, when I was in a New York show, the head of the Culinary Institute, Peter Gruling, came up to me. I actually listened to his presentation on making liquid centers, and when I came up to him, you know, it was like a surprise because he knew me. And I was like, what? And he said, well, I know what you do. How did I do? And I'm like, oh, you did great, you know, but there was a lot that was left out and not taught. They spend, I think, one day on this. Mm-hmm. And so it's, you don't learn it in one day.
So you're still learning and teaching yourself.
Oh, I am.
Yeah.
I am. We're discovering new things because when people want us to try new flavors and they act differently, we have to figure out what we need to do to stabilize them.
So flavor balancing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And talk to us about organics and organic chocolate. That's so cool.
I was excited when a client approached me about a private label to do some organics out of Washington State. It's Bainbridge Organic Distillery. I lived on Bainbridge Island, so I was excited to help them. And so we did some tests, and 2 years later I sought organic certification because I wanted to do an entire organic line, and especially with some of the more vibrant flavors that you can get with organic. So we found Green Bar Distilling out of California that makes an organic ginger and the spiced rum. But Bainbridge's vanilla vodka is award-winning. Actually, all of their liquors are award-winning. Their wheat whiskey is written up in the bourbon manual or something.
But then your chocolate itself, that is organic.
Yes, and there's a story to that.
Yeah, that's your game shifter, isn't it?
It is. What was crazy was I met Brent Segunda, who is behind Shaman Chocolate, in 1999 through a shamanic seminar.
And where are they based?
They're out of California. Mm-hmm. And then 5 or 6 years later, I started looking for an organic chocolate, and it was Brant's. And he had talked about doing it then, but he hadn't done it then. Now he had done it. And as I researched the chocolates and presented them to Bainbridge Organic Distillery, they chose Shaman. I was like, yes, because it's a delightful, it's very creamy, very milk tasting, but it's a 60% dark chocolate. So the proceeds, when I buy the organic chocolate, it goes back to support the Weishal people. So that warms my heart, because I'm part Native, and I like the fact that we're helping to support the pre-Columbian culture of the Weishal people.
That's so cool. But let's go a step further. Well, you proved it to me. You fed me some of the... And talk about a flavor explosion. Was that a surprise to you?
It was. The first time I thought about playing with organics, I said, when you do a test, you only change one thing so that you can monitor the change. So I asked my people to do a batch of Jack with just organic sugar, and when he finished it and brought it to me, I just gave him the look and said, did you change my recipe? And he said, no, ma'am. And I'm like, well, it tastes like there's twice the alcohol content. And we know that it was just the sugar that enhanced the flavor. Just like when you put sugar on strawberries, it pulls out that strawberry flavor. Mm-hmm. Well, the organic sugar just enhanced everything. And so it kind of blows you away.
It seems to me, ultimately, it's probably a price issue, but why would you not evolve and go 100% organic with your chocolate?
It is a cost issue. It cost me thousands of dollars to register and go through the process, mm-hmm. and to get all of that going. And to date, we haven't sold that many boxes.
Wow, interesting.
So, it's just a faith thing right now. I mean, it was a faith thing when I opened the store, because I opened it as a dark store. Mm-hmm. And nobody in Fredericksburg was really into dark, you know. It was like they come in asking for milk chocolate. And I'm like, okay. So we have milk, we have white, we have everything.
But it's worked out. How long have you been here?
I've been in Fredericksburg since 1998. This is April will be our 34th anniversary in business.
That's so cool. So faith worked out, didn't it?
It does. It's very spiritually based. Yeah.
So can somebody find out about you and order your chocolate online
if they can't
come to Fredericksburg?
Absolutely. We set up an online presence many, many years ago, but we found we suddenly had to set it up as a liquor store almost, that you must be 21 to enter our website. Mm-hmm. So actually, you can shop, you can look and all that stuff, but if you try to check out and you aren't 21, ain't happening, babe.
Do you have samplers that you can send out?
I do send samplers to stores. And
well, let's say there's a customer, a person like me. Oh, my God, I'd be really interested.
Okay.
Would you have, like, an online little sampler pack that you could buy?
We actually give you the opportunity to pack your assortment. So you make a piece-by-piece selection on as little as a 6-piece box. Mm-hmm. Now, the crazy thing is it costs the same to ship one box as it does to ship 6. Mm-hmm. So you're much better off ordering more, you know, boxes to get the cost for the freight, because we're in Texas. And to put a cold pack and insulated liners and protect all that, it gets up there.
And then you also, there's kind of the secret end of your world, and that's your custom producing and labeling for places around.
Private label.
Yeah, and so there are people that might experience your chocolate, but they don't even know it's you.
Right. This is true. But you'll recognize the shape. That shape is copyrighted. It is my shape because the bâton or stingley that they make in Europe is about the size of a cigarette or a piece of chalk. Well, they put the whole thing in their mouth. Americans would bite it in half and wear it, and so I condensed it down to be a bite-sized piece. That shape is my shape, no matter what name it's under. I make it.
And it's trademarked?
It is trademarked. Yeah, everything is protected because I actually had someone try to take my business at one time.
Interesting. Well, what fun. So my challenge for you is to get Big Island Hawaii chocolate, and I'll help you do that.
I would love to. I would love to have some Hawaiian chocolate to work with.
All right, well, I'll put you in touch.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you so much. My name is Leisha Duke with Quintessential Chocolates in Fredericksburg, Texas, and you can find us online at liquidchocolates.com.
And I'm Tom Wilmer, recording from Fredericksburg, Texas. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.